you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments, then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Tuckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. We are sponsored by Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preedy with Bell Bank Mortgage, James Tolson with Country Financial, Structure Tech Home Inspections, Gray Duck Staging and Design, and Cregan's Construction as well. If you haven't had the opportunity, check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can see all of our past shows, along with our free publications such as the Smart Home Buyer Guide, the Smart Seller, the Bricks Reports, all of that on there, free and available at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Today, Jilly Jenkins in studio with us, Bricks Real Estate, and Chad Preedy, co-host here, as always, or at least 90% of the time, yeah. If you're not golfing. But
networking.
Networking. Right. There you go. I think the last time you left us for the show was like in the dead of winter anyway. So
yeah.
you're a good man in here to
Thank
help
you.
Out. Thanks. So today, talking about home searching and rate shopping, you're going to help us quite a bit with that.
Yeah.
In the last show that we did, we talked about the home buying mindset, mm-hmm. right? What do you do before you even get out there and start diving into the weeds?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we were talking about how important it is to do that home buyer priority checklist, to not be in a rush, to set yourself up for success by doing that legwork up front.
Right.
And today we're going to talk a little bit more about kind of some more of the fun part, but also about a part that a lot of people don't spend much time on. You know, it's an important piece of it, and people, you know, definitely bring it up in the process. And that is shopping for a mortgage. Did you know, though, that the average American spends more time shopping for their TV than they do their mortgage?
That's crazy.
Blows my mind.
Yeah. So, well, and part of it is how we are taught to shop for mortgages and the information that's given to us about mortgage shopping.
Right.
You know, people feel that they've done their legwork. And they may have only just scratched the surface and tend to do it in the order that maybe wasn't the best way to approach that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like with the home buyer priority checklist. So we talked about knowing the right price, size, condition, location, neighborhood, and why that is so important to figure those things out before you even get out there. You can take that information after doing that checklist and bring it forth to the mortgage shopping process.
Good
because
point.
Your price may determine what type of mortgage may or may not work, right? You get to certain price points, you're gonna be in jumbo mortgage ranges, different, like VA is gonna have a set qualification limit, and FHA as well.
Yep.
Then talking about locations, they have different programs or different income levels that may qualify for different programs.
Good point.
So these are all things by doing that priority checklist up front that you're going to be able to take that information and now start to figure out what we call the formula to rate. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will jump on that rate. What's your rate?
Yeah.
What's your rate? That's probably the question you get.
Quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah. First question, what's your interest rate? And that's okay. You know, I think to kind of segue into the mortgage piece is, you know, we're all dialed in for instant answers, right? So we see clickbait, we see billboards, we see advertising where you can get pre-approved on your smartphone in minutes.
Yeah.
And I just want to make everybody aware, be careful with that. You know, ultimately what I recommend is when you're shopping for a mortgage, talk to a couple different lenders, but make sure they're local, reputable lender,
someone that you can call up in your area,
right? Someone that you can call on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon that you know you can count on to pick up the phone, right? And that's something, you know. One thing too is don't be scared to have your credit pulled. I know I'm worried about my credit score all the time too because that's very important to all of us. But you can't you can't buy a house or know what you qualify for until your credit is pulled.
Well, and right? I'll tell you this. I know I joked at the beginning of the show about being out golfing, but even in your recreational time, I know when I call you on the course or not, you picked up that phone and will help answer my questions or my clients' questions. You know, this, you know, it's not that that 9 to 5 national, you know, calling 1-800 numbers, enter in the extension, you know, we're calling, I mean, you give clients your cell number.
Absolutely.
And a good loan officer is going to do that, because when things happen, I mean, when is it we're out looking at homes?
Weekends.
Well, nighttime and weekends.
Nighttime
after
and weekends.
Work, correct. After work hours.
That's when that's when purchase agreements are coming together.
Yeah. Right? Actually, there's a very reputable credit union here in the Twin Cities, and I'm not going to name names, but they're an 8-to-5 call center type of environment. And I actually had the opportunity to get 2 deals with that company that came to me, because they simply didn't get a response from their loan officer for 7 days.
Oh, wow.
And they're not available after 5 p.m. or on weekends. So
that makes it very tough to get that pre-approval letter you need.
Yes. You have to have the pre-approval for your offer to get accepted.
Correct.
And a lot of times you have to have a loan officer that's going to answer the phone when the listing agent calls them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, so let's talk a little bit about mortgage shopping. You know, there's a lot of different mortgage products out there that you can look at. And a lot of these depend on your credit score, your down payment, your ultimate goal. So we have what we call a conventional mortgage. Conventional mortgage, you guys, 3% down and up. So 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 and greater. Okay. We actually go down to a 620 credit score on a conventional mortgage now.
At Bell?
Yep. Okay. Yep. So, and each lender is different. So these are things why you want to start the process early, because you want to talk to your loan officer about your goals and then talk about the different loan programs that meet your goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also have an FHA mortgage. FHA mortgage requires 3.5% down, usually caters to someone that has maybe had some road bumps or had some credit challenges in the past. FHA might be a good product for you there. But again, conventional now caters to some of those folks that were more FHA buyers in the past.
Well, yeah, and especially that low down payment programs that at least I know Bell has that go down to 1%.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Bell Mortgage, the company I work for, we offer a 1% down conventional lender paid mortgage insurance program. So no monthly mortgage insurance, down to a 620 credit score, and allows you to put as little as 1% down.
And that's directly to be competitive with FHA,
right? Correct. Yep.
So, I mean, they're sitting there. This is competition, right? Yeah. They want to make their product as attractive as well.
Yeah. And one thing, too, that we offer is Minnesota Housing or Down Payment Assistance Loans. Those are great programs for someone that really needs that program. Now, that 1% down conventional loan will get you out of that Minnesota Housing loan in some cases, and keeps more money in the bank that you can use for your closing costs that you might not have had before. So, but I know we say it a lot on the show, you guys, is it's never too early to start the process.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't be in a rush, because some loan officers or companies don't offer these types of programs simply because they just don't have it in their portfolio.
Right. You want to make sure that you're truly shopping around. We're going to get to that formula, right? The formula of rate here in a second, but there's a few more products. We talked about conventional, then you have your FHA.
Correct. Right. Yep. We also have rural development. So if you're looking to move outside of the metro area, you got 0% programs called rural development loans. Amazing rates, zero down, cheap mortgage insurance, something that you definitely want to look into. Those are questions you want to ask your loan officer. If you're moving outside of Forest Lake, or if you're moving down
my area.
I had a client in Pine City this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That great. Got to use that program.
Yep. Great program. Not for everybody, but these are programs that you just, that's why you start the process early. If you're a veteran, VA loan program, no question. Zero down.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that I took advantage of this last year when I bought a home. They just raised their loan limits as well. Okay. You know, so I was actually able to go out and get new construction, You know, these, you know, prices of homes have gone up, right?
And I think you got a pretty good interest rate too.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there are interest rates and zero down and no mortgage insurance. It's very competitive, and very rarely, as a veteran, does it make sense not to do the VA loan.
Correct.
And there are some circumstances that we've seen, but really want to make sure you're looking into that option if you're a veteran.
Right. Right. So, I don't know. Do we want to touch on the formula now?
Yeah. Let's talk about the formula and
let's do it. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, Kirk mentioned this rate shopping, right? We all want to know what the interest rate is, and that's very important to everybody. But you don't know the interest rate until you know the formula to get to the interest rate. And this is something that's very important. It's something that you need to discuss with your spouse, or if you're by yourself, you have to figure out what your down payment is. You have to figure out what type of term you want in this loan. Are you going to do a
30 year? How long is it going to be?
How long is this loan going to be? 30 years, 20 years, 15 years? If you can chop off some of that term, not only do you get a lower interest rate, but you save hundreds of thousands of dollars possibly through the term of that loan.
In that interest savings.
Oh, for sure. Yes. And then we have mortgage insurance. Other people know it as PMI. Who's paying that PMI? Are you going to do it on a monthly basis, or are you going to buy it out and pay it up front? That's called single premium financing. Okay. And then lastly, who's paying for your closing costs? Once we get that formula in place, we then talk about your rate. One other thing I want to mention too, if you're in the market to buy a condo or a townhome, the FHA loan program might not be the best loan program for you.
Might not be possible.
Right, well, and condition of the property can make a big difference as well, that it may, a VA or an FHA, more so the FHA, the condition of the property. If you're looking for a fixer-upper, that might not be that right loan program. So it goes back to that home buyer priority checklist that we talked about. When you know those things, that condition, that location, that price, you can take all of that, put it into that formula of the loan to get that best rate. Without that, knowing that formula, you can't get to that best rate. When we come back, we're going to get into going out looking for homes, some of the best tools to use. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreby.com. That is chadpreby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance. However, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
To the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Today we're talking about home searching and rate shopping. This is kind of the second in a series of three shows that we're doing. We did the home buyer mindset a few weeks back. Today talking about kind of diving in, why doing that home buyer priority checklist that we talked about is so important. If you didn't have a chance to see that show, go on to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. You can find it there, or you can find all of this in our free Smart Home Buyer Guide. Great information in here. We really dive in deep into just good things to know. I haven't had a person yet. I know we give this out to our agents at Bricks as well for them to give to their clients, and everybody finds it valuable. You know, if because it was put together from a bunch of agents and their experiences and brokers, you know, over the course of a decade, and putting it all into this book to help home buyers out. You know, even if you've purchased in the past, even if you're an investor, you're going to find something that you like in here. Again, that's TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. If you do have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or help with your real estate needs. If you don't remember that number I just rattled off, it's down at the bottom of your screen. It's up there the whole show. So happy to help there. I also have our email address there as well for you to reach out. So yeah, that home searching and rate shopping. Okay, so they've gone out, they've done that formula to get to the right rate. And again, that's so important. If you didn't catch that last segment, go back to watch the show, rewind if you have this recording.
You have to talk to your lender before you really can get going. Yeah. And that's the scariest part for most of my clients, getting started with the lender stuff. But it's the most important part.
Yeah. If once you crack out that home buyer priority checklist, you go right to that. And so often people want to just start looking at homes. Well, again, it's like walking onto a car lot blindfolded. Mm-hmm. Right. You need to know what it is you're looking for. You need to know your budget. You need to know all these things. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be test driving things that don't work for your situation.
Yeah, so, exactly. It gives you complete confidence. You know, that's a big thing. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about the market, but the market's moving fast still. And if you're not prepared, if you're going to come into this in a rush situation, mm-hmm. you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to have anxiety. You're not going to be making
lots
that decision.
Regret.
You're going to have some regrets, right? And that's not the process we want you to go through. Ultimately, when you talk to your loan officer, they're going to ask you for a lot of documentation up front. That's the worst part of the process, right? Because once you get that documentation, the loan officer gets it, they're going to analyze that. They're going to pre-approve you for a certain limit. And once you get that pre-approval, you can now breathe a little bit more and go out and find the house that you're looking for.
Well, I know we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but you know, what you don't want to do is get one of those, you know, kind of fake pre-approvals where you just filled out a quick, you know, questionnaire online and they didn't do a full real pre-approval where they looked at, you know, actually income and assets, take everything into consideration. So once you do that though, now it's time to start searching for a home, right? And there are tons of search tools out there to pick from. I think there's, you know, 4,000 plus real estate sites and sub-sites based on brokerages and agents and, you know, the list goes on and on. But ultimately, you want access to the correct tools.
MLS.
Exactly.
Is your best option.
Right.
I usually tell clients, if you're going to use syndicated sites, it's all coming from the MLS. But the syndicated sites, they decide what they're going to show you on their sites, how quickly they're going to update their information on their sites, how they're going to update the information on their sites. Unfortunately, syndicated sites are marketing tools. They aren't the MLS. That's not a professionally mandated, regulated program that we can use with our clients.
Right.
The MLS is the truest information you're going to find, and you're only going to get that through a professional agent. There are other sites that call themselves MLS. It's not.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately, I refer to them as third-party marketing-based sites, right? Mm-hmm. That when you say syndicated, third-party marketing-based sites, this is like the old days where you used to pick up the magazine of listings in the grocery store. It's basically the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. They're picking what to show you, what price ranges to show you, what information to put in there. It's not the full list, right?
Because they're paid per click. Those sites get money per click. Wow. And you don't get clicks on homes that are listed as already sold. So when I have clients that send me screenshots and call me up about homes that they found on these syndicated sites, well, why aren't you sending me them? I'm not sending them because they're sold.
Right.
Yeah.
You're clicking on it because they get money to click on it. You don't get paid in a syndicated site for a sold property. No one clicks on a sold property.
Right.
Wow.
So it's really important to, I tell them, use the syndicated sites for window shopping, but when you're actually ready to go, use the MLS. It's going to be your number one correct information.
Well, a joke that I kind of have is we know everybody loves real estate. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everybody loves real estate. Yeah. They just don't love real estate agents, right? Right. And so they don't want to contact and bother somebody. If you have an agent you're working with that you feel that you're bothering them, or they're bothered by you reaching out to ask for getting a search set up, you might want to shop around.
Maybe they're
for someone.
Not a good fit for you.
Right.
And that's another thing too. Shop around for a good agent.
Yeah. Take
an agent that doesn't want you to interview other agents knows that they're not going to get chosen.
Don't feel like you're being sold.
No.
I know my real estate agent was more of an educator than a seller, right?
I heard he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Big time jerk. No, but when you walk into a house on a showing, it's not necessarily, ooh, look how nice that looks, or wow, look at that, it's beautiful. More of, God, that could potentially be an issue, or, mm-hmm. This could potentially be an issue with grading, right? Rather than just selling that property. And I think that was important to my wife and I.
I think I need to meet this guy.
I believe his name is Kirk Duckwall.
Oh, okay.
Do I know him?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So, listening instead of selling. We talk about that in the classes that we do all the time, right? That you want to put together what it is through that checklist and through discussions and through exploratory showings. And, to get to those exploratory showings, exactly, you got to use the right tools, right? Mm-hmm. You can spin your wheels all you want on these third-party sites, but you might not even be getting the whole picture. I know I had somebody send me a listing the other day from a third-party site, and they're like, oh, we'd like to see this home. It didn't come through on your search. I'm like, well, yeah, because you said you didn't want a two-story homes, and nowhere in there did it say two-story. And the picture that was kind of taken, it was a modified two-story, and they didn't want the extra stairs. Mm-hmm. So, being able to have access to all the data, where the rooms are, what floor the rooms are on, what are the size of the different rooms, mm-hmm. what when it comes to bathrooms, how many three-quarter bath, how many fulls, does it have the master bath in there, and all of that. You want to make sure you're taking and absorbing all of that, because you want to, what we call, spec it out before you check it out.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, I love it so much with that, actually. That is very important.
And we've talked about the pictures stuff a lot, too.
Oh, well.
You really can't trust the pictures. They're a good gateway into a home, but you're not going to know the home until you go see it in person.
Right? Yeah. You know how many times I looked at the satellite view that you...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the first thing.
Yeah. And because I would go to the pictures and look at the pictures, think I'm in love with the property, click on the satellite view to find out that maybe there's a railroad track or
right by the house.
One of the places we really loved had a gravel pit not far down the road, and there was constant dump trucks going down that county mm-hmm. road that didn't look busy, but during the day, Monday through Friday, was busy with dump trucks, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I set up a search, I call it looking past the fog, right? We don't need to test drive every car on the lot. That would be an exorbitant waste of time. Right. We want to make sure that we're test driving the ones that are the most likely to fit. And the best way to do that is to trust yourself, be honest when doing that priority checklist. And then you're able to draw your boundaries of where you want to look. You're able to go, yep, I don't want to cross this threshold of a price point. You're going to know what styles of homes work for you. You know, quite often I'll have somebody come to me and they'll say, well, I'm really open. And I'll say, oh, okay. So you, with your family, you're okay with a story and a half home where there's one bedroom up, one on the main, and one down. Oh, no. Good. Yeah. You're not actually open. And that's what we want. We want you to really hone in. And this makes showing so much easier, right? So you're finding these red flags online by red flags, I don't mean anything that's like necessarily wrong with the house for sure, but that doesn't fit within what you want. It's a red flag for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't want that busy road, or maybe you do, right?
Yeah.
You are okay with a corner lot, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're okay with a smaller yard, or maybe you're not. But
the neighbors are a big decision maker for you.
Right. Well, exactly. In the satellite view, you can see who has five cars.
Is there a smell in the house?
Well, you're not going to know that until you get in.
Yeah.
Right. So by doing the good priority list and specking out the homes online, that's going to make your time really worthwhile while you're out and about. And then you're going to do your red flag walk around checklist. You know, when you get to the home, first thing you do, walk around. I mean, when we went out shopping for houses, I mean, we knew a few of them were like, ooh, right away.
Yeah, right. First sight, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah, like the one with the deck where they kind of slapped on the second plate on there and did some chintzy fix ups. Yeah. So doing a walk around. And talk about that red flag checklist. I mean, it's a huge help. It's in this guidebook. Again, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, the Smart Home Buyer Guide. It's free. It's on there. Ton of good information of how to approach the searching process. We could go on and on with this, but we just don't have time. So we're going to have to save kind of the offer process, inspection process for another day. But if you want to get a head start, again, check out that book. Thank you again, Jilly, for coming in today. Appreciate it. Chad, thank you for the information. And then kind of just a quick touch on the market. Our market meters moved down just a hair to a 7.06, which still makes a seller's market, which is not nearly as strong as where we were just back in the springtime. So a lot easier for buyers out there currently. All right, everybody, take care, be safe, and have a great week.